Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Hangover Edition. If you weren't at the party, you missed the soiree of perhaps your lifetime. Fancy Brian, you weren't at the party, man. I heard you snuck off and went to a Cubs game.
I had some really interesting times yesterday. Let's just say that. The front end of it was spent very frustrated, and the second end of it was spent very awesome. It was pretty cool.
You hung over? Just a little bit?
More tired than hungover, because I did have to drive a lot.
Isn't that the same thing, tired and hungover?
Definitely not.
they're related.
Yeah, very related for sure.
Related. So anyways, had a great time with all that showed up at the party. Missed a few of you there, including you, Fancy Brian. Evan's here with me in the world headquarters, Devil Radio in Madison, and he'll be lightly screening your calls. We'll talk more, but you know who I did get to meet last night, Fancy Brian?
I heard, but you got to tell everybody.
CJ.
Yeah.
CJ came to the party.
Did you guys hug it out?
We kind of did. I gave him the old bro hug, man hug, sort of, you know, forearm shiver in the front and a little slap on the back. One of those kind of things. He seemed like a decent human being, all things considered. But, you know, it was just a party environment. Everyone was having a good time. Even CJ, I think, had a hell of a good time. So, good time had by most. Thanks to all that attended the big soiree at the Jade Monkey. And if you're watching me visually and you're wondering, well, Crudy, where's the Devil's Advocate sign? Well, it's still attached to the wall on the deck at the Jade Monkey. I called Hawk Sullivan. I said, Hawk, you know, could you get on that one of these days? Can I have back my vinyl sign? So anyways, hopefully we'll get it back. Lots of action going on outside the world headquarters here. There's fire trucks and ambulances. There's people on the streets. I don't know what happened, but something's going on out there. I'll keep you abreast, you know, if it's newsworthy. But let me tell you what else happened. Not just a party last night. It was a primary night in many different states. And sad to hear, Madison Cawthorn's not going back to Congress. The young... Yeah, Nelson, exactly. Ha-ha! Cawthorn, you know, my first reaction was, bah, Felicia. He lost his primary. And this guy who, you know, apparently once you cross the line and start telling the truth about the coke-fueled orgies on the Republican side, well, apparently that turns the party against you. You know, you can be a terrible human being. You can hate immigrants. Hell, you could want to be an insurrectionist. We'll talk about all those things. Those are all winning positions for Republicans. But when you come clean about the coke-fueled orgies, well, you lose the party. Rep. Madison Cawthorn was projected to lose his primary in North Carolina on Tuesday night, marking the end of a brief yet controversial tenure in the House that earned him critics on both sides of the aisle. The AP called the race at about 11:09 Eastern time for Senator Chuck Edwards, State Senator Chuck Edwards. Cawthorn's campaign confirmed earlier Tuesday that the lawmaker had already conceded, something that Donald Trump has yet to do. Now, Trump did endorse Cawthorn, this yub rabble-rouser, apparently occasionally invited to coke-fueled GOP orgies. But, you know, he conceded, or at least that's the public statement being put out to the Hill. But we also have a little sound of the man sort of reacting, you know, post concession, you know, his election night concession. Apparently he's looking for someone to hate on, you know, couldn't be his fault. Couldn't look in the mirror. It's somebody else's fault. It always says, well, let's tell you who, according to former rep. Well, I guess he's still a rep, but he will not continue to be one. Congressman Madison Cawthorn, cut 15.
Congressman, there have been several photos and videos of you circulating online, on social media recently. What can you say to those constituents who maybe have lost some confidence in you and are looking for some other kind of leadership?
You know what, I'll tell you, there's been a coordinated strike carried out by really kind of the old establishment wing of our party. And it's really something that I think is it's a loser's mentality. They realize the direction the country's going in, the direction that the population's going in. And if they want to be able to pay off people from my past and try and bring up old pictures or things that happened years and years ago, I feel free to let them do that. I think the American people will see through that.
Well, the American people, at least those that live in North Carolina, well, they saw through it in a matter of speaking. And when you're 26 years old, it's hard to cast that as your distant, dark, youthful indiscretions. You're still 26, man. Nothing's that far in the rearview mirror in your life. Now, I don't think that's the sound I was looking for precisely. Cawthorn made a statement, you know, a social media statement, went off and ranted a little bit online last night, and didn't sound like a concession. That was my point. But anyways, he's a big old loser. And there was another who, you know, was looking for someone to blame. She was the Barnett lady, Barnett in Pennsylvania. Now, she was rising up the charts like a bullet. Barnett, however, lost the primary, apparently. She's the only one that clearly was defeated in the Pennsylvania senatorial primary. And there's still a question about whether Dr. Oz will represent the GOP or not. And perhaps we'll talk about that. We've got a fine guest joining us from the state of Pennsylvania. He is host Rick Smith of The Rick Smith Show. You hear him right here on the Shaw on Devil Radio, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time. But he's going to bring us some coverage. But this Barnett character that a few had asked us about earlier this week, well, I've learned a little more about her. Like the fact that she's a loser and she blames it on Sean Hannity, of all people.
That's a shame.
Failed GOP Pennsylvania Senate candidate Kathy Barnett took to Twitter to blame Fox News host Sean Hannity for a primary election loss. Never their own fault, right? Here is what she tweeted. Never forget what Sean Hannity did in this race, she said in a video posted on Twitter Wednesday. Almost single-handedly, Sean Hannity sowed deep seeds of disinformation, flat-out lies every night for the past 5 days, and that was just extremely hard to overcome. Her comment comes after Pennsylvania Republican Senate candidate Dr. Oz said Tuesday Hannity had been giving him advice behind the scenes. Now, I thought Hannity had a day job, right? He's supposed to be a journalist-y? You know, I know he denies that he's a journalist. He's a commentator of some sort. You know, I also give myself cover occasionally with such, you know, splitting of the infinitive. But you know what I don't do? I don't specifically go out and back campaigns and give them behind-the-scenes advice. At least none that they want to take. But anyways, here again is what the failed GOP Pennsylvania candidate Kathy Barnett had to say about the actions of Sean Hannity. Actually, here's what Dr. Oz had to say. I want to thank Sean Hannity. Sean has been like a brother to me. When Sean punches through something, he really punches through it. You know, because Sean's into the mixed martial arts and such. He understands exactly how to make a difference. And he's been doing that our entire campaign. So apparently, Sean is just an unpaid consultant to Dr. Oz's Pennsylvania senatorial campaign?
But this specifically, those people that donated and were part of this organization got access, special access that nobody else would get.
Yeah, access. It's a cool thing. Oz, Dr. Oz, and former hedge fund manager David McCormick are still in a battle for the GOP Senate nomination as the vote is too close to call. It's a photo finish. I wonder who's going to be the first one to claim rigged election. Apparently, Barnett. Barnett declared she would not support Oz or McCormick in the general election, saying she had, no intentions of supporting globalists before the election Tuesday. Globalists, that's what they are. I know, that's a new one. Barnett was a surprise contender as she surged in the polls before the election, but was swiftly beaten on Tuesday by Oz and McCormick like a redheaded stepchild. Oz, who was endorsed by Donald Trump, didn't know if you knew that. And McCormick's election could trigger a recount due to how close the votes are between the candidates. That won't affect her, though. Whoever wins will go on to face progressive candidate John Fetterman. That's the big old dude, 6'8", bald-headed guy, wears the sweats, the hoodies and the shorts. That's common amongst the larger gentlemen, isn't it, Fancy Brand? That's sort of a good look for him.
The inseams aren't very well. Let's just say that the inseams were hit hard during the pandemic.
Fetterman defeated Connor Lamb, like a lamb to slaughter. We've got we don't even really have a matchup yet. We're wondering who the Republican will be. But I'll point out, over in the gubernatorial race last night in the great state of Pennsylvania, Say it clearly, Republicans just nominated a pro-Trump insurrectionist. And this is problematic for Republicans, as far as I'm concerned. And, with the GOP in the great state of Wisconsin, they got their convention coming up this Friday. Marriott Hotel just down the road in Middleton. And I think they're going to have a little problem corralling the troops. Because the fringe, quote unquote, this guy 10 years ago, he would have been a fringer. He would have never been considered a viable candidate. But now he won the primary nomination. And that may leave him completely unelectable in November. The reasonable, the moderates, the independents, they're not going to vote for a guy like this. At least one would hope. But we'll tell you more about it. And we could have the same problem. When I say we, I mean the Wisconsin GOP could have the same problem. I mean, by this example, if Wisconsin, at least the GOP base, votes like they did in Pennsylvania, Tim Ramjam's got a real chance, at winning the nomination. The governor's mansion? Never. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Fancy Brian's in the chair. Kevin's in the world headquarters, slightly screening your calls. Dom joining earlier now. Stick around for Dom at 4. Rick Smith joining at 3:30 Central Time. Hell, it could be a pretty good show for a hungover hump day.
When people in your own party say they won't vote for you or support you, that's a dead giveaway.
Bye, Felicia.